Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Also returning to work, more than 1,000 IRS workers at the IRS complex in Andover, which is primarily a call center answering questions for taxpayers and tax preparers. There, as they get ready for the start of the tax season tomorrow, the workers are also bracing for another possible government shutdown next month. Gary Caribbean, president of the union representing the Andover IRS workers, joins us now to talk about the workers, the shutdown, and what lies ahead. Gary, good morning. Thanks for speaking to WBUR's Morning Edition.
Good morning, Bob. Thanks for having me.
Tomorrow, of course, is the very first day the government will accept tax returns. Are you all staffed up? Will you be ready to go?
That's certainly the hope. I mean, over the next day or so, we're probably going to be getting our systems back online. You know, one of the main concerns is a new tax code. The employees really haven't been trained on the new tax code, so that's certainly a problem. We're hoping to have correct answers for the American taxpayer.
So did the shutdown delay the training?
Yes, absolutely. I would imagine. I mean, prior to the shutdown, there was no specific dates for training, to my knowledge. But I would say that it was going to be coming within the next couple of weeks. And obviously, the employees didn't come back for another 3.5 or so weeks after the shutdown began. And so that delayed the training. And then, of course, many employees called in under the hardship clause because of all the issues that they were having. So they even if there was some training, most of the employees did not receive it.
So it's possible that the workers might not be ready to answer all the questions they might get from both taxpayers and people who prepare tax returns for taxpayers.
That would be correct.
What's the mindset of workers you talk to now that the shutdown has come to an end?
They're very proud. They're very happy to be back at work. They're also very happy that they're going to be receiving a paycheck. Obviously, that's been a major thing. But there's a lot of concern that we're going to see this again in roughly 2.5-3 weeks or so from now.
How are your union members dealing with that uncertainty, the possibility of another shutdown come February 15th?
You know, it's tough. I mean, in terms of dealing with it, I think in one aspect they're used to it, but in another aspect, I mean, these employees are living paycheck to paycheck. These are not employees who are making, you know, 100,000 plus a year. The vast majority of our employees are grade 8 and below. And so at the high end, the majority of our employees are making roughly $60,000-$65,000 a year. We have many clerks who are grades 4 and 5, who they're making between $25,000 and $35,000 a year. And so these employees are living paycheck to paycheck. So in terms of being prepared, there's really no good preparation when you simply don't have the money to put away. There really is no preparation for the idea of, hey, you're not getting a paycheck next time.
Were there union members who told you that they're not going to come back, that they found other work and they're not coming back to work for the IRS because they lost money during this shutdown and they're concerned about another possible shutdown?
So there's been nobody who's told me that they found other work, but there have been people who told me that they've applied. You know, I mean, they're obviously concerned that this is going to happen again on February 15th. And if it doesn't happen on February 15th, they're concerned it's going to happen on October 1st. These shutdowns have become a reality to federal employees since roughly 2013. I know it's happened prior to that, but it's been an every year thing since 2013 that we've been at least concerned about a shutdown. And so I think it's at some point there's going to be a turning point, and I think that's happening now. Where especially if it happens again on February 15th, I think you're going to see that a lot more than it is today. But people are looking because they don't want this to happen again.
You know, if there is another shutdown on February 15th, it'll come then right in the height of the tax season. There'll be a lot of taxpayers out there who are going to be looking for help who aren't going to be able to get it, right?
You know, I have a feeling that if it does happen on February 15th, our customer service employees are going to be deemed essential, and they will be working, and they won't be getting paid for it, at least until the end of the shutdown.
Gary Caribbean leads the union representing Andover IRS workers. Gary, thanks a lot for joining us.
Thank you very much.